Holy Father, Holy Father, I'm screaming, my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look, yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 lo que tú. Mazira Gilo Moto. Mago Adele, Ago. I'm gonna come with Tani, boy. Cause I put up in the
middle of the song. I just want to be high. Be
high.
Be
high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. It no matter the shape or color. I go make sure, say I must collect.
I'm going to buffet. No man get sick of my love. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't know you the bed, bed, damn man.
Malaku Ivan! Malaku come! She be make a Samoa. Say my tukina go join God. You want to bamba? You wanna cheat with the big boys?
Okay, it's another Wednesday evening, and my name is Dachulu Sherbrooke, and if you're already following the show, you should already know what time is it. No need to make any introduction. Let's just go straight to the how will I say today's program. And officially, it is my house in the studios of Radio Fab, and we always come here every Wednesday evening by 6:30 just to give you the best and best of African music. And we're here again once again just to, you know, get the best of what we know, give the best of what we know how to do, you know, come here every Wednesday to tell you about what's trending in African music in general. And there's been a lot still going on for the past 7 days, and trust me, it's gonna be an amazing show. So hope to see tight and enjoy the show with us. Officially, we talk about music and artists sometimes, and you know, give you a little bit of gist that is trending around the African entertainment in general. My name is Ashley Sherbrooke. As I keep saying, I am your host, and thank you for joining us. If you're just joining us, if not, thank you for being here all the same. But hope you're going to be having a wonderful evening as I am, because it's going to be a blessed evening. Today we have a couple of good songs for you and a couple of hot and beautiful gist also. But in other words, we're going to be starting with Sakode, and he titled this one Jayla featuring Victory. And talking about Sakode, I think he is, he used to be the most decorated rapper in Africa. Yes, if I'm not making any mistake. That's if I'm not making any mistake. He used to be the most decorated rapper in Africa. And, you know, a couple of African awards, BET, by the way. Also, yes, if I'm not making any mistake, he's won a BET award, I guess. Yes, and trust me, he's one of these guys who I think has been able to do well for themselves. For me, talking about recognition also, I know I can have my favorites also when it comes to African rappers in general, but I always keep saying Sakode is one of those guys who has really put in the work and they really deserves the flowers. So Sakode featuring Victory, you know, one of the guys that came recently with Soweto, and Soweto became a banger for like a year or two, if I'm not making any mistake. And it has been great music from him all the way, and he's still coming along this time to do the same thing with Sakode, and they both titled this one Jealous. So without me making any more introduction or talking too much, we're going to be just listening to this song and getting straight to the show. So without talking too much, we have Sakode, Jayla featuring the one and only Victory.
See, I be Jayla. You see my shimbo, she be freezing out. I beg you, make you Jayla. Forever for this life, me I no go let her go. Cause she be dead, yo. See the times when I no get sick, yo. Jayla, 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 oh. She be breezing out. I beg you, make you tell her. Forever for this life, me I no go let her go. Cause she be dead, yo. See the times when I no get sick, yo. Jayla, 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 oh.
We started off as friends. We used to hang out a lot, go to parties and share some beautiful moments. We see through the same lens. We are single, I was not. Tiaya Bonkoma, I like to teach you cause you know it doesn't make sense. How sick a beautiful woman can be alone? Like what the hell? Yeah, I'm in Tiasa cry, so I made plans to hook you up a couple guys, but you never gave nobody chance. New Year's Eve, I was going through some shit. My fiance was acting up, made me sick. Each and every time there's a fight she's trying to pick. she told we were fucking, but all you do is fix. I was fed up, I was like, fuck it, I wanna leave. Then I make up packing, now you called and told me, please, Michael, no. Cause I'm a woman, I'm on my knees. Michelle, I'm in Kujano, when it's all because of me.
See, I be jailer. You see my Jima, she be breezing out. I beg you, beg you.
Me said let's take a break so I can work on my love life. Then I came to you, we chopped it up all night. Yes, I wanna love, but I wanna love right. Through the conversation, I would seem to me more like, damn, this is weird, I wanna hold you. Cause you're just a friend and we're not supposed to. Then you gave me a glance, that shit got me close to you. Then we kissed, now where do we go to? Thought it was just a henny, so we brushed it off. Till I fell asleep from your shoulder rubs. 2:25, we were making love. 7:05, now waking up, are we gonna be friends now with benefits? It feels wrong, but I don't wanna see the end of it. I don't know what I need, you give me everything. Send me home for me, you be my medicine. My cook me, I was servicing.
So make you listen well, I don't get any contender. What do you want for the sign the papers? And I don't get it in agenda. See, I go do you well, I don't go hesitate to be umbrella. I know the jealousy, make you no mind them. Hurry, witchy, we combine them. Normally, baby, me, I know they do start romantic. As I don't fall in love, eh? Suppose no, I be human being. So make you know they do that thing. I go shoot to my heart, scatter my dada. What's my liver? Make me my heart. See, I be jailer. You see my gym out, keep me breezing out. I beg you, make you tell her. Forever for this time, me, I know go let her go. But she be dead, yo. See that?
Okay, that was Sakadi and the one and Olivie Tony, and the both titled that one Jay La. And I talked about Sakadi, I said he's the most decorated rapper from Africa. And some couple of years ago, he was just all over everywhere. There was no collaboration you should be doing that that Sakadi is not in. So if you know feature Sakadi that time, please, I say you never even ready to do song that time. So I'm talking about the hot G's that we have today. We have Portable Comforting, Odulade Adekola over viral video with Baby Mama, and my music is my mead, Joe Boy replies critics. I do acquire my wealth illegally. Singers, what's his name, Spyro replied to, you know, a fan. I wanted to be rich, said I'm famous, says Odumodu Black. And we also have you go back to detention if you misbehave again, Bonaboy tells Spindality. And somebody posted his video, Spidality's picture recently, and the guy is looking more fresh. Like I said, the detention with the carry and go, he make his head calm down some more. Shout out to my one and only at me one. Shout out to you, man. But, and another news tells us that Spidality has finally been released, and you know, that's great news, as I said. An AY, a Nigerian comedian and also an entrepreneur and a movie star, also said, I might not be worthy of emulating in keeping home, says him. And the saddest moment of my life, it was me losing my first charge, Nollywood, Dele Odule, and says, I lost my sight in 2022, DJ Jimmy Jad. I had issues carrying pregnancy in Edo Reviz when she opted for surgeries. Talking about that, I also saw the video on the internet. I don't know if I'm sure precisely TikTok or Instagram, I don't know, when she was, you know, making giving the hearts, how would I say, heart feed speech, when she talked about how she has failed to be able to bear a child for like 6 consecutive times, that whenever she's pregnant she always gets a miscarriage. So you know, first of all, what I learned from that place is you never know what the celebrities are passing through, except they come out to really get to tell you. They are humans like we do, we are indeed, and they do things like we do in other ways. But though I was one of those who really kind of judged that. I don't know if I married, she's still married till now, I don't know. But our marriage was kind of crumbling, and I was one of those who really kind of judged, and I was like, they don't really learn to keep homes, but they are trying to make money. You know, I just feel like it's a lady thing that's become the general thing, that even when a lady's marriage is failing, people just think it's a fault, even if we don't get to, you know, yeah, one side of the story. But I can still see some of the reasons. Maybe probably that was why she opted out of the marriage, because in as much as even the man has to bear with her and she's having this miscarriage, come on, the man has to bear his own child if the man desires, for example. So that could be something that I felt like was the reason she opted out of the marriage. But in other words, first and first, my condolence. I never knew that. I just thought me probably just one of those, you know, things that celebrities do. You know, that's why I keep saying, when people do things too much, sometimes it becomes a general thing at the end of the day. Even when we see something that is not genuine, we just think, I beg, now, so did he do. So, sorry, Niedo. I just want to say my condolence once again. We'll come back to start talking about the news again and all of those. But right now, we're going to be listening to another great artist again from Ghana. Yes, this guy is from Ghana. Shatawale by the name. He's one of those who always, you know, this Ghana artist who always, you know, prompt for Nigeria all the time. He's so in love with the culture, with everything about Nigeria. The guy just likes Nigeria. Though he's from Ghana, he represents Ghana full time, but he's just one of these guys who are full time, you know, representing for Nigeria. And he goes by the name Shatawale, and this one he titled On God. You're listening to My House on Radio 5.
$10 million lashes, but I no cry. 10 years burial, but I no die. Take what's rightfully mine. Take what's rightfully mine. But that aside, you no know me, you for Google. I say this head bigger than your dugu. Stubborn academy, we like to shoot too. One bullet I say chale, it go make you poo poo. On a bicycle, so take your trailer, and I'll be famous like Mali and the Whalers. I know they kiss us, fuck all your favors. Nobody bigger than God, Jehovah. You know, go fi show me nothing. Bring cross, I go bring my thoughties. On God, me, I promise. You go be there, you are the day. If you don't know, you for ask, stop rushing. This city, they see me brushing. On God, me, I promise. You go be there, you are the day. 20 million years, you know, fi stop me. I am the news, and I'll make you keep talking. How many years you want to flood me? I'm like the air, you know if you catch me. This fucking beat me, I play them. Make I take fuck up some sail out. Then be hungry, things me, I say I'm. I take America, come fight me here now. So you know they see, say people love me. You know they say I live in luxury. We know all of you, you'll be hungry for this industry. No go fi show me nothing. Bring cross, I go bring my thoughties. On God, me I promise. You go be the yawa of the day. If you don't know, you for ask, stop rushing. This city, they see need brushing. On God, me I promise. You go be the yawa of the day. Sabotage, then try sabotage. I know be your puppy, don't give me God. Agenda, everyday agenda. $5,000 for just my cigar. All of you know be useless. You know get orthopedic, better change your mattress. Send who you want, send, I go back to them. Check my records, me I know the lose. I know be industry boy. I dey repeat, I know be industry boy. So anything with me I say, I know they watch TV or radio. I say fuck your games, hey. You know go fi show me nothing. Bring cross, I go bring my thoughties. On God, me, I promise. You go be the yawa of the day. If you don't know, you for ask, stop rushing. This thing to the sea need brushing. On God, me, I promise. You go be the yawa of the day. You no go fi show me nothing. Bring cross, I go bring my thoughties. On God, me, I promise. You go be the yawa of the day. If you don't know, you for ask, stop rushing. This thing you see me brushing. On God, me I promise. Be there all day.
Okay, that was Sack. Sorry, that was Shatta Wale from Ghana, all the same, and that was On God. a song he dropped a couple of years ago, and trust me, as I said, he's one of these guys who was rooted for Nigeria his whole life, but he's from Ghana. He represents Ghana, and but he's just this guy who just loves Nigerian culture. And even the time they were talking about banning foreign music in Ghana, he was one of those artists who was always against it, and he said Nigerians are people who always know how to push what they push, and you don't need to ban their songs for yours to be played. You can still play yours. And you know, it was kind of a controversy in the sense, because Cameroon started this whole thing that you need to be playing more of, how will I say it, more of Cameroon songs in Cameroon, especially in public places and DJs and all of parties and all of those things. But when it comes to foreign songs, you can play them on your phone, but they should ban foreign songs from public places and all of those. And Shatta Wale was like, you're not even telling people to ban foreign songs, just tell them to ban Nigerian songs, because all their shots in up there in what's it called in Ghana, it was Nigerian artists topping from like 1 to like 15, 20 and all of those. So it was kind of a downfall for their culture and all of those. But for me, I don't see it as a big deal, because you can see people like even Drake topping a Nigerian chart, for example, for a couple of weeks. It doesn't really remove anything from us. We just think it's a great thing. They did a great song, and that's why we're vibing to it, and that's why we're playing it. So I don't really know what came into Ghana at that time, but it wasn't really much of a big business for them, because from that moment, Blacko was one of the people who came out and said that they should do the same thing. Like, it was one of those who pushed the agenda, and right now his song has not been doing well also, and Nigerians has really turned their back against him. And talking about our entertainment news, we also have Rema talking about he's the new leader in the new generation of the Nigeria music, because officially he said his flag should be given to him, because he's one of those guys who've been able to push the culture so far as he could, and you know, in general. But I really appreciated him for what he said. It's true, he's one of those guys I believe have been able to, you know, for these couple of years, is this new him and Asake are the only new artists that are be able to shut down places like the O2 Arena and all of those things. And we also have a, what is it called, how will I say it, the one he did in India, the tour he did in India. And where again, trust me, he has been all over the world for a couple of months, years now. And but him saying that he should be given his recognition, I understand what he's trying to say. But I also came across the video when somebody was trying to say, I guess that has been one of the reasons he's been doing less good music, because when you are an act or an artist, whatever kind of act you perform, either a comedy, either a movie, either whatever thing you perform as an act, you should be able to focus more of your craft, or pushing more of your craft into existence, or how will I say it, pushing it more into existence and making it more of what you've done before, instead of you focusing on them giving you flowers. Because there's one thing I have come to realize, and it's true, no matter how good you think you are in a general, in a particular space, entertainment, movie, whatever thing, there are still people who will still see you as trash. And on the contrary, so as there are people who still see you as the best of whatever you think you are doing. I don't know if I'm making any sense out of whatever I'm saying right now. So you trying to seek validation from people, for me, is something I think is wrong. And as an artist, you shouldn't be focusing on that, especially when you are still doing what you're doing. If you've been able to retire, like Two-Face, for example, Face alone, even till today, I still think that Face alone is the biggest artist compared to the three Plantation Boys. My own opinion, you see, that is it. But there's a lot of people who are out there who, I'll say this in front of them, they'll be like, you want to try Two-Face? And other people are still out there, they'll tell you Blackface is the favorite. It happens. So when it comes to making choices, you shouldn't be seeking validation from people who just sticks to opinion. I don't know if I'm making any sense. So what I think is Rema should focus on, because since then, I think even one time he talked about him getting into or going into depression. I don't know if I can really, if it was true or it was just clout chasing or whatever thing. But these are part of the things that does happen, because when you're trying to focus more on, this guy, I know they give my flowers. They are worshipping people like, how will I say, Burner Boy. I'm mentioning Burner Boy as the big three. Whiskey is there. Davido is there. What are these guys doing that I haven't done? those shouldn't be your problem. Your problem should be, am I still relevant as I was 3 years ago? Am I still relevant as I was 2 years ago? Is my fans still feeling what I, you know, that's for me, that I know it can be so human for us. Like, are you human? You can feel whatever you want to feel. You can think at a particular state or whatever thing. But on the contrary, you should also learn to understand that that should not be your main focus. Your main focus is trying to get your fans what they love and what they will, you know, enjoy. Now, in this moment, we're going to be listening to Vic Tony. He titled this one Sunday School, and it is the acoustic version of the song.
For nothing, silence no be smarting. It do me heart property. Hustling since Monday, like I won't find no key, Jesus. For my diamond, you no fear, reach your assumption. Y'all listening to it, shit, and I'm just in Bieber. But to show no love in this, I can't believe myself. The devil is no competing for my deceiver. How many more doses can we before I kill myself? You say make I do this and do that, I deliver. If it's too sweet, it no be say, it no fit bitter. To do TB, to do to no get sister. Now this is counting to my non-believer. Something in my family, I don't know what happened to you. They asking in my family, don't know what happened to you. Want to change your ways, I carry you go Sunday school. They asking in my family. When you see the way I go, babe, I cannot delete your scent. You know, for my nose, I do like your perfume. Most of that time, it be like you got to know everything I feel. You're listening to it, shit, and I'm just in Bieber. But to show no love in this, I can't believe myself. That devil is no competing for my deceiver. How many more doses kill me before I kill myself? You say make I do this and do that, I deliver. If it's too sweet, you know me say, you know me bitter. To do TV, to do, you know get sister. Now this is cutting to my non-belief. It's happening by me.
Okay, that was Vic Tony, and he titled that one Sunday School. One of the young promising artists I can really put my money on. But there's one thing about him right now is he has not done anything viral, but he has done some couple of songs this, you know, period that are also nice. But I think there's one thing about Afrobeat that all Nigerian fans that have come to realize: if the song is not danceable, they hardly relate to it, except God really worked the song for you, I swear. Like, I don't know, why is it like that? I think I need to start asking some couple of questions, because Sunday School, for example, is a blessing. Like, the first day I heard the song, I was like, how come this song is not viral? But I just think probably it's because it's not danceable, it's not, I don't know. Afrobeat fans are just this kind of people who just want to listen to jams, and when it's rhyming to the moment, they just want to vibe to it, and after that, they just forget about the song, by the way. And talking about entertainment news, all the same, We have Nigerian food critics Obeyemi Fami Fankim said he received a 80 million naira bill tax after revealing his weekly income. And talking about Davido, he reacted to Ubi Franklin $5,000 debt with Spyro. And you know, I talked about the scandal between Burna Boy and Cubana Chief Priest. Now Cubana Chief Priest coming out to say that Burna Boy should be held responsible if anything should happen to his family. And talking about the death of Mohbad, rest in peace once again. His father has intended not to rest, but always dragging the son's corpse all around. And he's also saying right now that Liam is not in resemblance with his son Mohbad. I don't know why that, because I keep saying I don't know why that is an issue right now. I don't know why that is an issue. And talking about Nigerian gospel songs, also we have Mercy Chiwo that says she dragged the manager to court for $345,000 music diverting $345,000 music royalties to himself. And talking about that, I think this thing should be settled once and for all. First of all, let's do it this way. Royalties is something I think they've been both been able to agree on. I don't know if she sold the masters to the S manager, whatever thing. But I think it's about time. It's about time the Nigerian system look for a better way. I know even if you still look for a better way, there are still people who are still going to, you know, try to steal from you or any other thing. I know it's possible. But in other words, I just want to say it should be more easier, because I think when it comes to royalties in Nigeria, artists and record labels always keep having that issue. Example with the same thing, I think, what is it called? Charlie Puppy is doing right now with DAPA. I don't really know what conspired, but in other words, I just think there's something not right between the both of them. So I think the Nigerian music, whatever thing they do, I don't know what the organization is, should be able to come back, sit down and be like, yeah, what's really going on here? We should look for a way an artist should get his full royalties and not get bothered with it. That's one thing I like and I love about the Western world. If the royalties are coming, you do the split. For example, you as an artist and I have a manager, I'm your manager, I don't even get to see your own cut of the pay. The distribution does it for us. You get your cut, I get my cut, and everything is done, you know, simultaneously nice. So without talking too much right now, our next song is coming from one of my favorites. He goes by the name Ashake, and this is one of my favorite songs he has. A lot of people kind of liked it also, but the remix was my favorite because he had one of my favorite also on the song, her name is Her. I don't know how they call her, but I just call her Her. And this one is Lowly at the Top, and this is, as I said before, officially the remix, Ashake featuring Her. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
It's lonely at the top.
Money on my mind.
Don't care what they yearning about me in particular. Out here on the road chasing my dream because I know. Oh la la la, the man got my love. But I got the edition, my love. If you want to see, let Jack come alone. If you find anybody, no money, I won't. But they hear what the people they talk. Want to get a shack, a little love. This is love, and I want to get another one. I go take and do it in I love. Waiting you love, oh. No be waiting, I love, oh. I go do a week on my heart, oh. Go go no be vodka. Mr. Money Ginger. But when I know I know the waste time. Mr. Money Ginger.
I can't waste my time for no one. I came this life on my own now. Baby, you worry about you while I face my mother. I can't rely on too much money and too much pride. Still can't buy no peace of mind. Count the blessings baby, I've been way too focused to be stressed. Don't care if I'm lonely, if I want it, I'm obsessed.
Oh,
another one, I go take and do waiting I love.
Waiting you love, oh, you be waiting I love, oh. Waiting I love, I go do and with all my hello. I go go to no be vodka, Mr. Money Ginger. All I know I know the waste time, Mr. Money Ginger.
Listening to my house on Radio Fab. That was Lonely at the Top by the one and only Ashike featuring Ah. As I said before, I don't know how her name is pronounced, but I just pronounce her Ha. H-E-R-O. I don't know. And talking about entertainment news again, we have Wizkid emerging as the biggest, highest earning artist on Spotify. And talking about Wizkid himself, we have his boss back then. He goes by the name Banky W. He was the, how will I say, the head to the throne to Empire Music. Empire Music, EME Boys, I don't know. Empire, no, it's not Empire Music. I don't know, but they call themselves the EME Boys at that time. And we have Skays, DJ Jimmy Jad, DJ Exclusive. We have Wizkid, Skays, Banky W himself, DJ Exclusive, and you know, a couple of guys also. Shady himself, yes, Shady. And he said Christ affected his career because I don't know. And Spyro, you know, claiming that, I don't know if that's true or not. And talking about Nshei Kuti, he says, I'm against colonialism, not Europeanism. And we talked about that last week when we said the guy has been, you know, talking about Europeans a lot when it comes to his post on social media and all of those places, and people think he's against the white people. And he later came up and he said Europeans are his problem, not the people. Like, how will I say, it is the culture that was built around the Europeans for to Africans, because even there are a lot of things that he talked about, controversy, like said a lot of stories he was talking about. I don't know how he knew about them, but there are some also that was written, and he said the main reason these books were not officially just flaunting around everywhere is because the white people don't think, the Europeans, let me use that word, not white people exactly, that's what I'm trying to correct right now. The Europeans are trying to key those things out of us as black people, not to make sure we get in our own culture. As Burnaboy once said in one of his posts, he said, we know more about Queen of Elizabeth than we do know more about our culture and our kings and our queens. And for me, I just think that was 100% right, because it is because of, as I said before, it's because of colonialism, as I earlier said. He said he's against colonialism, not the European people. Vector the Viper also confirmed that he was married, and he said he had nothing to be hiding, because he said that there is nothing that he should be hiding. First of all, he's married and has been married, and he's not hiding his marriage. But I'm talking about celebrities and their marital homes, and I think it's about time a lot of fans should learn to understand that these guys sometimes just want to keep their stuff private, not because they are trying to do anything bad or they are trying to cheat or whatever thing. And I think a lot of people learn to keep their, what will I say, their business away from pleasure. And I really kind of love that when it comes to some people. People like J. Cole, for example. We have people like Kendrick Lamar who does the same thing. And a couple of people, I don't know, Wizkid also. If not recently that I had to, you know, go good Wizkid, I would have not known he had up to like 3 kids, if I'm not making any mistake. So this is it. He's this kind of a person who just learned to do away from his family life, away from his musical life. And a lot of fans don't even get to, you know, see his family, that his kids, I'm not sure he's legally married, if I'm not making any mistake. So this is how private Wizkid is. And talking about Burnaboy also, apart from his mother and his two sisters, if I'm not making any mistake, I'm not sure Burnaboy has ever posted any of his couple of his family. But we have people like Davido who does different from what they do. You just, you know, go ahead, make shout out to their families, you know, celebrate his families online and all of those things. So I learned to understand how people react to things like that, especially ladies. They'll be like, yeah, can't you see Davido is doing this? Because I think that was not, I think, I know that was one of the reasons Peter of P Square had his wife had to divorce him, because she said you should be taking him around, you know, going everywhere, especially when he's going to shows, he's going to places. But for me, I just think it is not something you should impose on the man. If he decides, like Whiskey, Davido is, you know, doing with Chioma, for example, it's a great thing. I'm not against it. I'm for it. If you decide to be like, okay, fine, me and my husband, your husband is this kind of person who wants to show you out to the world, takes you around everywhere, takes you on tour, whatever places he's going, is a beautiful thing. But if he decides to keep you as a private person and like, okay, my family should be private from my, to do away from my musical life or my entertainment life, because one day, someday, he's going to retire. Maybe probably there's a lot of things he might not just want to attach his family to. And I think the wife or every person who is married to such a person should be able to understand the point that the artist or whoever person is talking from. So that's my point, and that's that for that. We have Nas Boy featuring Two Face in Dibia, and especially we call him Two Babana. I'm Faz, and the title is one Ashawu. We're gonna be back after the song.
A deep way I'm feeling, I love it. I don't ever want to unfeel it to you.
Hey, what's up?
Ash Boy, no Chevy. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Bad bag and feeding, by the way.
Hip hop. Boy, everything with them young, you na cruise. I swear na cruise. I shout boy for the ice, them say I'm loose. Them say I'm loose. Normally, I be playboy, but I don't change. I don't change. I don't change. Come to my heart like a criminal. No let me fall to what hold me now. Give me your love or feel on me now. Oh, oh.
I don't change too.
Oh. Cause you got me thinking of ways just to prove. There is nothing to prove. I'm on my 10 toes for you, baby. So I say, yeah, 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 yeah. I shout, boy, don't love you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Them don't dribble Maradona.
Stop that, stop that.
Like play, let them convert the gangster. Chine que de play, don't catch your feelings, yeah. I'll never ever feel the same again. I shower down, born again. One chance I don't enter. My medulla, it don't scatter. But the way I'm feeling, I love it. I don't ever want to feel it, yeah. I shower, boy, don't love you. Them don't dribble Maradona. They meet the team discourse.
Look at the way she give me leg over. That thing is called on a cellular. One blow cause seven die. I did jolly biggie body boss medulla. Little did I know that I'm a gunner. Trap me for corner, chop me for supper. Go to VAR, check it for contact. Counter attack me, sweat for combat. They want me about Potiphar's wife, but I didn't remember the sermon that night. She serving for me, I'm a Congo hot. Me a shop super jetty and I lost focus. Orishiri she ran up, but look hot to post. Now I did skip verse one, I did jump chorus. We they come from lost, he don't turn to love. I did go open shop for a front
so I say, I shout, boy, don't love you. Them don't dribble Maradona. Imitating his cause. Them don't dribble player. That's boy, a bad boy. My love in me, Shako. That's boy, a bad boy. Yo. In your two-pack, Shako. That's boy.
Listening to my house on Radio Fab. Okay, that was Nas Boy featuring Two Face Idibia, or we popularly know him as Two Baba and Faz. And that was Ashawu. And there's one thing about that, what is it called? The song that is just making me laugh, because a couple of days here, he started a promotion again on TikTok and making skits all over around and talking about how. He and his goons, Ashawo boys, he added Don Jazzy to the to the comedy skit. We have likes like Gay Gay that is trending right now. We have Macaroni, we have Shaggy, we have AY. We just name any popular person and they were all in the skit, and it's a very good thing. I keep saying there's one thing about Nasbo that I love. He's been able to use his influential influence to make sure his musical career gets to wherever he loves and wants to get to, and I really want to say congratulations to him for that. And talking about general news, we already know that Donald Trump is the official president of America, is the elected president, and on Monday he was inaugurated, and congratulations to Donald Trump for that. And I know this is not like more of a typical news podcast, but the main reason I'm talking about this is because a self-proclaimed cross-dresser called Bobrisky came out and started addressing that he is going to be proving Donald Trump wrong, that there are more than two genders. Because he said in a Daily Post that during the inauguration of speech on Monday, Donald Trump said that there are two genders, and he was against it. And at the end of the day, he came out and he said he was going to prove Donald Trump wrong, probably because I don't know how he's going to do it, how he or she is proving to do it. I don't even know, because I don't even know what Bobrisky's gender is anymore. But at the first, he started as a cross-dresser, but right now, trust me, nobody really does understand or knows what he is anymore. So, but on the other hand, I would say, let me see how he's going to do that. So, let's just wait and see. Beep, beep, beep. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
I'm not joking, all my guys, them know me. So six, I've been writing this story. I know be OG, but if you ask them know me. I know they blow trees, only lonely me lonely. Music chose me, just know this and know me. I dey lucky, but I'm never lonely. Sexy ladies, come wine feed me slowly. Them know me.
Okay, that was Banana by the one and only Asake and Fireboy. The two collaborations, I guess, we always needed. And this song is not new, by the way, if you're just thinking it is new. No, it's been out for a couple of years now, and trust me, it's still a banger to me. I don't know why I love the song. I was just vibing out track. And before that, we had a little break in transmission. We just want to say we're sorry, and we're back officially. And the next song we're going to be listening to is the song that has taken all over since 31st to this very day, 31st of December, by the way. It was even officially today I came to realize that I have not even played for you guys, and I felt like it's about time I really got to introduce you to Fido. He calls his name Fido. It was officially introduced to Afrobeat world with his first single Awolowo, a song that was so slow and amazing, my kind of jam, I'll put it that way. But Awolowo did great, not as super great, but when he released this very song, hey, I don't know, I told a friend of mine and I said, sometimes some artists just look for a way that they do their thing, or it was just the grace of God, because I think the song just came out at a particular time and season, in the sense that we were entering a new year and the song is talking about having great things, you know, in the new year, not the new year, but having great things in life, doing great things in life, and getting your most popular thing, which everybody wants, is joy, happiness, and peace. And at the end of the day, it became everybody's favorite song. My, for example, because I'm not sure it's been like 10 minutes of me screwing through the internet and not hearing somebody using this song on their video or their pictures. Trust me, I'm not blaspheming, but trust me, maybe probably a lot of you don't know, but he goes by the name Fido, and the title of the song is called Joy Is Coming. So without talking too much, ladies and gentlemen, I give to you, I introduce to you Fido, Joy Is Coming. I go by the name Dachelle Shevrug, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Mama choko wo chi ijoko wo yeje ijoko wo yeje ah what you want machoto ijoko wo yeje ni machoko wo yeje and if you no be kala la ko kite puchi mojupa oluwa oluwa yeah joy is coming joy is coming jupa oluwa oluwa yeah Joy is coming, only a little more. You, Oluwa, yeah. Joy is coming, joy is coming. Oluwa, Oluwa, yeah. Joy is coming, only a little more. You, open never, yes. Do what you wanna do. I want to be shining all day. Yeah, don't make that, don't make tender. I want to put it all day. I want to put it all day. Yeah, it's in a big take it in easy. Catch it on cruise my cheese. You spoke one for the days. Come on for the body, know the breed. Put on your shoe, make it stand that tease. All your sorrow, make it dance them free. If you know big color like a la la la, yeah. If you know big color like a kid, then put it. One man, joke, ijoko yeje ijoko yeje ah what you want machoto ijoko yeje ni machoko yeje and if you be gala like get the food modupa oluwa oluwa yeah joy is coming joy is coming modupa oluwa oluwa yeah joy is coming only a little more. You super Oluwa, Oluwa, yeah. Joy is coming, joy is coming. Super Oluwa, Oluwa, yeah. Joy is coming, only a little more.
I go by the name Dachelle Shevrug, and you're listening to My House. Shout it. Okay, that was Fido, Joy Is Coming. As I said earlier, one of the best songs that I've been able to come out this period, and I don't know how to describe it. I think the guy just dropped the song at a particular time, and I guess sometime I'm going to introduce him to you, if you always follow the podcast, by the way. And he's just had some couple of songs, so it's not about time for us to really introduce him, but he's one of these artists that I think at the moment a lot of us should watch out for. And not that I've not said these things in to a couple of new artists, even me myself, I have people like Crayon right now really flop, not really flopping, but not doing things to my expectation, and it really just bothers me, because I felt like I can put my money on Crayon at that time. He was not just an actor. I don't know what changed in him, by the way, because a lot of things do happen that, as I said earlier, these are people, they are humans, and a lot of things can happen which they cannot be able to explore to the world. And but on the contrary, I just also think that shouldn't stop you from doing what you know how to do best. I know it's not easy, whatever it is, it might be, you know, going through one or two things, like, I know, psychologically problems that might be going, he or she might be going through as an artist, but I just think it's not something that should stop what you were blessed with. You know, bless the world with it, and how will I say it, you were given a talent, and it should be a blessing that you are doing it, not because for the money, by the way, I know it's part of it, but also to also have people like me, you know, get to talk about you and be like, yes, I forecasted Crayon being one of the greatest, and yeah, he is. Even if you had to bring down the like top 50 best artists that has ever come out of Africa, you're going to put him there. But right now, he's not really doing that. But Fido, I think he's just have his own sound. He's gonna be like an Ashake kind of vibe. Like, this guy is gonna be like this guy who's gonna be like for 4 or 5 years, and after that, I hope we definitely not going to hear from him again, because that's the same thing Ashake did. He came out, bombed the Yoplait, after that he disappeared, came back again, and people are not really feeling him that much. So we have another good and young talent. One time is not this moment, because he came, he saw, and he conquered. Yes, he goes by the name Rema, and I think this guy has been able to do well for himself when it comes to music. I can't really take that away from him. Rema is just one of these guys, and I can say he came, he saw, and he conquered. As I said earlier before, and I say it again, he said the young generations are not giving him his love. But I would just say, Rema, that shouldn't be your interest right now, because at the end of the day, they might seem like distraction to you, so just focus on your craft, do what you know how to do best, and hopefully God gives you your reward. All your fans are out there, we are seeing you, come on, like as I keep saying, do what you know how to do best. There are people really watching, they might not be really clapping for you at the moment, but they really are impressed, they really are inspired by you. So I just want to say, take that home and have that at the back of your mind. So right now, this is one of his favorite songs, also he titled Champ, and after this, we're gonna be back. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
London.
Another banga.
Come here, where is the water? You green body maker, all come here. Yeah. I know you seen your me. I get the money, pass to your papa. Wait till you want, way I know fit do for you. Why you want the booga one? Share you be kiss than any. You better drop your body, I'm a sucker. Suffer with this body, make we run, I'm on a low key. Baby, you know me. They get a sicko move, or you know go green. Come make a drive your, come make a drive this your jalo. Baby, allow me. Footy Alawi, see body oh,
see body oh,
Egba mi
oh,
Ide posi ma bololo, Ide posi ma bololo, please help me oh, me I don't jam with him, but some here waiting the water, green body make a rock and yeah, I know you seen your me. Getting money, pass to your papa. Wait till you want, way I know fit do for you. Why you want the booga one? Share you be kiss than any. You better drop your body and move. You to the form with this love for facing, baby. And let me. Yeah, get the bounce for you. You want they do like say, night I know the end. You to the steep, they do like say, your waist know the end. You know the bend.
ya follow my command. Baby, do like I do. Baby, front and back. Give me boom, back a boom. Suck up, suffer with this body. Make we run, I'm on a low key. Baby, you know me. They get a sicko move, where you know go free. Come make a drive, yo. Come make a drive, this your jalopy. Baby, allow me. Tip you off with the alarm. Come here, ways in the water, you. Green body make I rock, yeah, yeah. I know you seen your me. I get the money, pass your papa. Wait till you want, where I know feel do for you. Why you want the booger one? Share you be kiss than any. You better drop your body, I'm a sucker. Suffer with this body. Make we run, I'm on a low key. Baby, you know me. They get a sicko move, where you know go green. Come make a drive your, come make a drive this one jalopy.
I go by the name Dutch LeChevrog, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Champ by Rema. And officially, we've come to the end of today's episode. And I just want to say thank you for staying this long. I hope to see you next week. Again, same time, 6:30. And, you know, give you the best of gist and entertainment news from Africa, as I always keep saying. And we get to listen to some cool, great African songs. So without talking too much, I go by the name Dash LeChevrog once again, and I am your host, and I'm always in the studios of Radio Fab. As always, I'm hosting from this radio, and as I keep saying, this is not the only show. Officially, we've got tons of shows, like from music, entertainment, politics, how will I say, a lot. And what again, if you're not still following us on our social media platform, I think it's about time you do that, because we're also everywhere on our Facebook, Instagram, and also our Twitter at Radio Fab. And at this show, you can follow at My House is Very So, also on Facebook, just on Facebook. And what else? Nothing much. I will always say stay blessed and have an amazing week, and nothing more, nothing less. Hope to see you next week again. Hope we're gonna be having a great time, hopefully. I just hope so. Without talking too much, I'm signing out with one of my good songs again, and this one is from Panto Ranking. And as he said when he was being interviewed, that the name came from when he was just playing around on a beach, and somebody just looked at him and he was like, "You sound like a king. Your voice sound like a king, like a musical king." And that was where the name Panto Ranking came from. And now he's featuring Whiskey. This one is like a couple of years ago, 7 years ago, this song was released, if I'm not making any mistake, and he titled it This Kind Love. So hope to see you next week, and have a blessed day. As I always keep saying, ci vediamo la prossima puntata. Ciao. You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
This kind of love, you don't do me like bam 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 bam. taboo. On my skin, I go draw your tattoo.
Yeah, you make my life turn brand new.
If me have to choose, me go choose another you.
Gonna be with you,
even
in a taboo. On my skin, I go draw your tattoo.
Yeah, you make my life turn brand new.
If me have to choose, me go choose another you.
Yeah, I get money like what? But you get it. I'm a bit more duper, but you get it. So this is what you get. I get money like what you get. I get money like what you get. I get money like what you get.